Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Straight. There hasn't been enough transparency, letting people know what's happening. It's allowing a lot of potentially misinformation to spread, or at least fear. We should know what's going on over our skies, and I've asked for a lot more information.
Yeah, we've all asked for a lot more information. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. You've had Marjorie Taylor Greene and Cory Booker both pretty much asking the same question, and that is, everybody tells us there's nothing to worry about here, but nobody can really tell us what it is that's flying over the East Coast in the form of drones right now. Glad you're with us on this Friday morning. We're going to get to Jim Carafano coming up here shortly from the Heritage Foundation. But right now, I want to get to Madeline Rivera with Fox News, who's actually reporting this morning from outside the White House. Madeline, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning to you guys. Good to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you on here this morning. Apologize for my voice being a little rough from this cold that I'm fighting.
All good. It's early, too. All good.
Yes, it is. So, you know, I listened to the Pentagon say there's nothing to worry about. I listened to Admiral Kirby say we can't even verify that these things are up there, but yet we've all seen the video of it. What are they saying this morning?
Well, I think that's where the frustration from where a lot of lawmakers and residents, that's why they're so frustrated, because there's so many lack of answers here. So basically, what the FBI and DHS, what they're saying is that based on the analysis that they've done so far of the images that people have taken, the photos and the videos that people have taken, they say that they have no evidence at this point that these drone sightings are of foreign origin or that they are criminal in nature. In fact, they say a lot of the drone sightings that people have seen so far, they actually are of manned aircraft. When you talk to a National Security Council spokesperson, John Kirby, he's echoing the same sentiment. He's echoing the same analysis. But he also says, and here's the interesting part, he also says for sure, he can't say for sure definitively what these drone sightings are. He also says that the government doesn't have its own imagery of these drone sightings. So what they're analyzing, again, are those images and photos that people are taking. So, you know, there are so many gaps here, so much lack of information, and that's why so many lawmakers and people are so frustrated.
Yeah.
Well, the manned aircraft thing, the theory doesn't make sense to me, because first, why would they be trailing a Coast Guard boat going over military areas? Wouldn't that be concerning? And second of all, if these are manned aircrafts, wouldn't they be monitored by air traffic control? Wouldn't they have these planes on the radar? Why would they just be flying around basically in circles for about a month?
you know, unfortunately, we just don't have the answers to that. But I, you know, have the same questions when it comes to the concerns regarding these reported drone sightings being seen near critical infrastructure, again, like military bases or airports. That's why a lot of lawmakers say they want transparency, because this could pose a national security risk. I mean, we all remember the Chinese spy balloon last year, you know, so they don't want the government to have not necessarily the same mistake, but treat it with the same sort of, maybe for lack of a better term at this point, leniency or lackadaisical approach. So, you know, they don't want a repeat of that. So, you know, unfortunately, there's not a lot that lawmakers are saying, or rather, the federal government is saying regarding the sightings of these drones, reported drones, by military bases and other critical infrastructure. But it is something that they'll be looking into for sure.
No kidding. Madeline Rivera joining us this morning from Fox News, from the lawn of the White House. Any indication, any reaction from the incoming Trump administration? Because you kind of get the impression if somebody different was in charge, maybe more would be done.
Yeah, no, we haven't heard so much from President-elect Trump regarding this issue just yet. But I guess to expand a little bit on what the administration's response is regarding this, regarding those national security concerns, you have one lawmaker, U.S. Senator Rick Blumenthal from Connecticut. He wants these drones to be shot down if they do, in fact, pose a national security risk. And John Kirby is saying that if these drones, if somehow something's changed and somehow these drones are identified to have some sort of, again, national security threat or public safety threat, then he says that he's sure that the president would issue the appropriate instructions to local law enforcement or the military. But we'll have to see, you know, there's so much we don't know.
See what happens. Madeline Rivera, thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning.
You got it. Of course, you got it.
Yep, take care of yourself. We appreciate that. When I saw them reporting from the White House, I'm thinking, okay, maybe there's something new this morning. But clearly, there's not. I just don't know how our national security, how confident we should be in these national security officials who want to tell me, well, we haven't even actually seen one yet. We've only seen the video.
Do you think the response from the federal government would be different if they saw these drones, these manned aircrafts, whatever you want to call them, were, say, flying over Washington, D.C.?
I'll bet.
Because right now they've been spotted in New Jersey and Connecticut. And yes, that's, I guess, relatively close, but not quite close enough, it seems, for them to be panicking. I think things would be changing very quickly if all of a sudden they were flying over, you know, the White House or something like that.
Well, there are different air restrictions over Washington, D.C. because of the nature
security.
Of the government, security.
Right.
But given the fact that, and I can't wait to get Jim Carafano on the phone here in a few minutes, given the fact that we don't know what they are. If something is to happen, can you imagine the blowback on it? I mean, that's why I would think they would be a little more motivated to get their hands on one of these, which shouldn't be too difficult in the end anyway. I do want to play what they said yesterday, what Kirby said, Admiral Kirby said about this. Go to cut five, Carl, please.
The United States Coast Guard is providing support to the state of New Jersey and has confirmed that there is no evidence of any foreign-based involvement from coastal vessels. And importantly, there are no reported or confirmed drone sightings in any restricted airspace. Now, that said, we certainly take seriously the threat that can be posed by unmanned aircraft systems, which is why law enforcement and other agencies continue to support New Jersey and investigate the reports, even though they have uncovered no malicious activity or intent at this particular stage. While there is no known malicious activity occurring, the reported sightings there do, however, highlight a gap in authorities.
You just wait till illegal drone czar Tom Homan gets to Washington, D.C. It's over, baby. He'll climb up there and grab him himself.
Has he responded to this?
Who?
On X, Tom Homan?
Homan, I don't know. I he's kind of been focused. He was in New York this week meeting with Mayor Adams. And, boy, Adams is all on board now. Have you noticed this?
Oh, I know. He's all about, you know, I'm not going to be a sanctuary city. We got to deport these people. I'm going to work with the Trump administration.
It's just so weird how he was Hitler 6 weeks ago. Donald Trump was Hitler. And now
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meta has put $1 million toward his inauguration.
So was Amazon.
Amazon, they
want to be in good graces. And do you think, obviously money speaks, but do you think that will be enough for Trump to say, you know what?
No.
Thank you so much for your kind donation. I'm not going to be, trying to put new restrictions on you guys.
I don't think it's going to work with Trump, but it just shows you how the game is played in D.C. It's a similar game that's played in Jeff City, right? There's lobbyists everywhere who are looking to seek favor of some sort with someone to influence policy.
Look what happens in the Missouri legislature. Yeah. That is awful, the way they were able to do that with Amendment 3 and the impact that that has, not only here on abortion access in the state, but other issues that impact all of us, our daily lives.
Yeah, new sheriff in town for sure in D.C. And you can tell from the indications of which way the money is now flowing, no doubt about it. All right, coming up, we will get to Jim Carafano, a national security expert from the Heritage Foundation, and get his take on the whole thing. A little later in the show, we're going to talk to Beavis Shock as well. Beavis has been looking into the legality of appointing the next prosecutor for St. Louis County. Is it the state or is it the county executive that gets to do that? We'll kick that around about 8:35. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.